I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout. Today is Monday, March 13th. What to know about the largest American banking failure in 15 years, including what the government is and is not promising now. Also, what potential presidential candidates are already saying about each other as some of them face off in Iowa, and which parts of the country are bracing for intense winter weather this time. Plus, we're talking all about the Oscars, including the biggest winners and the people who were most notably not there. Those stories and much more next. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. It's the largest American banking failure since the 2008 financial crisis. Silicon Valley Bank, also known as SVB, suddenly shut down on Friday. It was a key financing hub for tech companies. The reason this all happened is more complicated than we have time for here, but it's tied to the Fed raising interest rates. Essentially, a lot of the companies had money in mortgage-backed securities, which works well when rates are low, but not so well when rates are high. So they had to move things around, and it spooked startups who all rushed to take their money out at once, and the bank couldn't handle it. Then yesterday, New York banking regulators shut down Signature Bank, which was one of the main banks for cryptocurrency companies. So the U.S. government has now stepped in and will make sure customers of these banks get access to all of their funds. And yes, that means the government will cover funds that go way over that $250,000 per account that is FDIC insured. The company Roku, for example, reportedly had nearly $500 million at SVB. The Treasury Department, FDIC, and Federal Reserve say they're stepping in to make sure this does not lead to more people panicking and rushing to get their money out, which could cause more banking failures and a broad financial crisis. Also, regulators are now addressing the overall instability in the banking system. The Fed announced a new program that lets other banks get quick cash in exchange for collateral. So if a bunch of customers start withdrawing their money all at once again, banks will have enough of a cash cushion to survive. And if it's needed, the Treasury has a $25 billion fund to support that lending program. These are all considered extraordinary actions only used in emergencies. One key thing to know is, at least right now, these plans won't require any taxpayer dollars. So even though individuals and businesses that have their money with these banks will get access to all of their funds again, shareholders and some unsecured creditors will not. They'll lose all of their investments. By the way, another bank called First Republic was under a lot of pressure after SVB collapsed. Well, it's now getting additional funding from the Fed and JP Morgan Chase, and it may also be eligible to borrow money through the Fed's new program if needed. Today, the leaders of the US, UK, and Australia are in San Diego to talk about the next phase in their new alliance. Now, this is a security partnership that we told you about a while ago. It's supposed to make it easier for those three countries to share intelligence and help Australia build nuclear-powered submarines for the first time. The main idea is to counter China's military in the Asia Pacific. But since it will take years to actually produce its first submarine, Bloomberg says there might be some talk today about how to move ahead right away. Like the U.S. might base some submarines in Australia or sell some to Australia before new ones are made. Again this week, the Chinese government criticized the so-called AUKUS nuclear submarine program, saying the three countries should instead do more to help regional peace and stability. This weekend, Israel saw what may have been the largest protests in the country's history. Organizers say as many as 500,000 pro-democracy protesters rallied nationwide. People there have actually been rallying for months now against new reforms officials have proposed for the Israeli judicial system. It would give Israel's parliament the power to overrule Supreme Court decisions with a simple majority, among other things. Critics say it would weaken the country's courts and keep the judiciary from being able to check the power of other government branches. Some even say Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is only pushing the legislation to get out of corruption trials. But supporters like Netanyahu say the changes are needed to end judicial overreach by unelected judges. And he says his own charges have nothing to do with it. Either way, these protests are expected to continue. They're considered some of the most likely Republican challengers in the 2024 presidential election. And now they're focused on a state that will be key to clinching a nomination. Both former President Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis decided to make stops in Iowa. DeSantis held an event over the weekend and spoke about what he considers achievements in Florida, highlighting some of his education and immigration policies. Technically, DeSantis has not actually announced a run for the White House, but poll after poll suggests he's the biggest threat to Trump for the Republican nomination. Next, the former president has an event scheduled today, where he's expected to roll out a new education proposal. Ahead of his trip, Trump took aim at DeSantis on his social media site, Truth Social, saying there were, quote, very small crowds for Ron DeSanctimonious, which is what he tends to call the Florida governor. By the way, don't expect former Vice President Pence to be Trump's running mate again. He's been teasing his own presidential run. And over the weekend, Pence criticized his former boss over the January 6th Capitol riot, saying, quote, his reckless words endangered my family and everyone at the Capitol, and I believe history will hold Donald Trump accountable for January 6th. Those were some of the sharpest criticisms Pence has had for Trump to date. So far, though, no comment from the former president. There's some extreme weather expected today for both sides of the United States. On the West Coast, people bracing for more heavy rain and snow starting tonight, all the way from central California to Oregon and northern Nevada. That could bring more flash flooding to places already underwater. Over the weekend, many people around California dealt with overflowing rivers and roads and flooded homes. Thousands of people were even under evacuation orders. On the other side of the country, parts of the Northeast can expect widespread heavy snow, rain, and strong winds also starting tonight. And it could last through Wednesday. A good amount of snow could build up in parts of New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, and most of New England. Further south, like in the mid-Atlantic, this system will mostly bring rain. All right, we have much more news coming up, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. Have you heard of Optimal Living Daily yet? This is a podcast that's always in the top charts for good reason. It's a simple idea, really. The host, Justin, who's an award-winning audiobook narrator, gets permission from the most popular online writers and reads their best articles for you. A little bit like an audiobook, but a short article every day to add some positivity, inspiration, and motivation in your life, and ultimately, more happiness, helping you learn and grow. Check it out and subscribe or follow wherever you listen to podcasts. It's called Optimal Living Daily. The world's biggest oil company made a record-breaking profit last year. Saudi Aramco reported its 2022 earnings yesterday, saying it made $161 billion. That's nearly 47% more than the year before, and it's the largest profit ever reported by an energy firm. The company's CEO says the record-breaking profits were the result of higher crude oil prices and higher volumes sold. They came as countries around the world started shaking off COVID-19 restrictions, meaning people started using more gas as they were commuting to work again, traveling more, and spending more. It's worth noting ExxonMobil, Chevron, and Shell also reported their highest ever earnings in 2022, but all three together did not make nearly what Saudi Aramco did. Two NASA astronauts, a Japanese astronaut and a Russian cosmonaut, are back on Earth after a five-month stay in space. They flew back over the weekend on a SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule. The crew spent 157 days carrying out scientific research and keeping up with maintenance on the International Space Station. One of the astronauts was American Nicole Mann, who became the first Native American woman to travel into orbit. This was also the first time since NASA's shuttle program that a Russian cosmonaut flew aboard an American-made spacecraft. Even though things between Americans and Russians are tense back on Earth, NASA has said the American and Russian partnership in space is vital. The team was just replaced on the orbiting laboratory about a week ago by four other astronauts from the U.S., Russia, and United Arab Emirates. It was another big weekend for fans of a few different sports. First, let's talk basketball, since as of last night, we know which teams will be playing in March Madness. It was Selection Sunday when we found out Alabama, Houston, Kansas, and Purdue will be going into the NCAA tournament as number one seeds. March Madness officially begins with the first games tomorrow. Next up, golf. Scottie Scheffler came out on top at the Players' Championship, bringing home $4.5 million and solidifying his spot as number one in the world. It also made him just the third golfer in history to serve as the reigning champion at both the Players and the Masters at the same time. And finally, we want to mention a big milestone in the alpine skiing world. Michaela Schifrin won her 87th World Cup race by hundredths of a second, breaking the overall career World Cup victory record. This year, the movie business's highest honor went to an indie comedy. Everything Everywhere All at Once won Best Picture at the 95th Academy Awards, along with six other Oscars, including Best Director, Best Original Screenplay, and three of the top four acting awards. For her role in the movie, Michelle Yeoh made history as the first actress of Asian descent to win the Lead Actress Award. Her co-stars, Ki-Wi Kwan and Jamie Lee Curtis, won in the supporting actor categories. And Best Actor went to Brendan Fraser for The Whale. Another winner who made history last night, Ruth E. Carter. Just 4 years ago, she became the first Black costume designer to win an Oscar for Black Panther. And last night, for her work in the sequel, she became the first Black woman to win two Oscars. Presiding over the whole thing was the host, Jimmy Kimmel. And as expected, he wasted no time bringing up the big moment from last year's ceremony, Will Smith slapping Chris Rock. He made quite a few jokes about the now infamous slap. Will Smith was not there this time since he was banned by the Academy for 10 years. Chris Rock was also a no-show. A crisis response team was on hand this year in case of another unexpected twist, but it was not needed. That's it for the main news, so now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, a message from our sponsor. In addition to your daily news roundups, if you are looking for a roundup of great candidates to hire in your business, you need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. So don't spend hours on multiple job sites looking for candidates with the right skills when you can do it all with Indeed. Find top talent fast with Indeed's suite of powerful hiring tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. Sponsor a job and boom, Instant Match shows you candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your job description immediately after you post. And yes, it's important that the people you are looking for you in the same place. Well, get this, 81% of U.S. online job seekers search for jobs on Indeed each month, according to ComScore. Indeed knows that when you're doing everything for your company, you can't afford to overspend on hiring. So visit Indeed.com/newsworthy to start hiring now. Just go to Indeed.com/newsworthy. Indeed.com/newsworthy. Terms and conditions apply. Cost per application pricing not available for everyone. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Now back to Money Monday. Call it tooth fairy inflation. Kids are getting more money than ever before for losing their teeth. Delta Dental did a poll of 1,000 parents of kids ages 6 to 12, and it found the value of a single lost tooth has reached, on average, $6.23 this year. That's nearly 380% more than a lost tooth back in 1998, when the company first started this poll. The value of that first lost tooth is even higher. And the poll says 20% of kids are getting more than just money. They're also getting something like a physical gift for each tooth they lose. So the way things are going, Delta Dental says by 2048, the tooth fairy could be leaving $30 under a pillow for a single tooth. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.